This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If you've locked into the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, the legendary 550 K-Fire, thank you. AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Gracias. We appreciate that very much. KLTC in Dickinson, 1460 on your radio. Danke. I'm out of thank yous, Todd. Can you come up with another one? KTGO 1090 on your radio dial. The iHeartMedia app. Our AM 1100 The Flag app. There you go. Somebody last night in Antler, North Dakota said, it's a little scratchy at night when I'm listening. I said, well, how about the app? Just to download the app. And boom, it's crystal clear 24/7 wherever you are. Take us with you. You know, everywhere you go, you know, walking between the barn and the house, you can't miss anything, right? So we love it. Speaking of Antler, thanks to everybody. That was just great fun. Pete Arts and all of the Antler Outlaws and the Farm Bureau of Botano and Renville County for having us. Huge crowd last night. It was fantastic. They just kept coming. Steak dinner, outstanding, and great conversation, great people. I didn't talk to everybody there, obviously. That would be a little difficult to do. But the ones I did talk to about current negotiation going on right now in the trade world with Donald Trump, 100% supportive. I forget who it was that said on the air, if I got to take a little bit less per bushel to ultimately get a better deal, I'm fine with that. That's just fine. Let's just weather this out with the president. So it is, put it this way. And by the way, the president has tweeted a shout out to farmers this morning from Brussels, Belgium. I'll share that with you in a moment as well. I'd love to hear from you, though, on what your position is on that. Because I think it's important as this continues to play out to understand, you know, if this is something where, okay, I'm patient, I'm going to wait, or I'm not. You know, there's a lot of hysteria out there that sort of whips people up into a frenzy. By hysteria, I mean placing all of the drop, for instance, in soybean prices on the trade negotiation, which is obviously ridiculous, right? And also not a lot of soybeans being sold right now. But nonetheless, that's sort of, you're going to expect that in any debate. Some people are going to be trying to fuel the fire, and certainly there's some politics going on. I'm just talking about in your gut. In your gut, what is your sense about the quest to get a better deal? And do you trust the president to do it, or would you like him to just cut a deal right now and be done? And blink, which is it? Let us know. I'd love to hear, because I was really amazed that I couldn't find anybody that didn't support the strategy the president's undertaking in Antler. Bottom of the hour, a fellow by the name of Matt Schlapp. You've probably seen Matt before on Fox News Channel. He heads up the American Conservative Union. The American Conservative Union is, of course, one of the, I guess, more effective and well-known conservative organizations, been around for decades. So I want to check with Matt about a couple of things. One, what the Supreme Court is going to look like when Donald Trump is done. The hysteria about it all in Washington, D.C., and maybe a little on the Senate race, too. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer is here next hour in the talk radio town hall as well. So we got all that to come on the program. Here's how you join, 258-0550, 258-0550 from any 701 telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or me, Todd at 226-8503, me at 367-2054. Todd, you could have come up with grazie. Grazie. That's Italian. One of our fine listeners has texted me this.
The Italian about me is the half the food I eat. Other than that, I just don't have it in me.
somebody else texted a Japanese thank you as mushi. I would not have known.
Mushi? Wow.
Something like sushi. I don't know. I'm staying away from the mushi. That's the North Dakota version of sushi, is mushi.
So when you're feeling all lovey-dovey, do you feel mushy?
I guess you feel a little mushy, yeah.
Wow.
Feeling mushy. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let me first of all tell you, because you might not have heard this yet, if you're not following the president closely on Twitter, but this morning, about 7-something, the president tweeted out the following. I am in Brussels, but always thinking about our farmers. Soybeans fell 50% from 2012 to my election. Farmers have done poorly for 15 years. And I don't know. I assume he's talking about in trade deals. I don't know. Maybe that's been longer, but I think there's been some good times in the last 15 years, but who knows? Other countries, this is the president again, other countries' trade barriers and tariffs have been destroying their businesses. I will open things up better than ever before, but it can't go too quickly. I'm fighting for a level playing field for our farmers and will win. So when you hear that, what are you thinking? Agree, disagree? Don't forget, President Trump, when he was in North Dakota recently, was asked a question by Chris Berg from the Point of View program, what message he would have for farmers, and it's not far off from this. Listen to this.
Last question, sir, to our farmers. They're a little bit nervous about the tariffs. What do you say to the great farmers here?
First of all, they're great patriots. Just hang in there a little while. We're doing the tariffs. They're negotiating with us. If you look at Canada, they've shut you out, and you see what's happening. You look at the European Union, you can't sell your product in there, or it's very hard to. And they tax you, and they barrier you. You know, they put these non-monetary barriers up, and they're ridiculous. Hang in. We're going to open up the markets like you've never seen before. Don't forget, farmers have been flatlining and even going down over 15 years. We're going to get it so they go up. That's what I want. They go up. They have to hang in with me just for a little while. I've been very successful at doing this stuff.
God bless.
All right, so there you go. It can't go too quickly, is what he said in the tweet. Hang in there a little while. Are you willing to hang in? That's my question. All right? I don't know how many farmers are in West Palm Beach. But this one is Tom.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I'm all in with the president. I'm even as far as the taxpayer goes. I mean, I'm willing to subsidize the farmers till we get through this. Maybe there's a way we can take their product and, make applesauce out of it or whatever, and be able to use it in some other fashion so that the farmers can keep their money up. But I'm in with the farmers as far as being taxed or subsidizing them. We've got to break the back of us paying everybody else to live. It's crazy. It's nuts. We've got our own problems to deal with. And I'm happy Donald Trump is our president.
Very good, Tom. I'm glad you're listening via the app, obviously, in West Palm Beach. We consider that a great honor. So thank you. He's proving my point. You can take us anywhere as long as you got
there
that
you go.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Well, you could watch out for Rush on the streets of West Palm Beach,
It's Palm Beach, darling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's where he does the show every day. Is he in Palm Beach?
Yeah, he lives over in Palm Beach.
Yeah. That's the ritzy area, Palm Beach, huh? West Palm Beach is the
Jupiter. Jupiter's ritz is. There's more money in Jupiter than there is in Palm Beach. So.
My goodness, yeah.
Jupiter's all money.
It's a whole other world.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate you weighing in on this. Thanks. Jim, Fargo, your take.
Yeah, see, people just having a hard time grasping that Donald Trump is not a politician. You don't look for the quick fix. You don't look for the vote next time, next election. I mean, it took us many years to get in this problem. It's going to take a while to get out of it all, but people want an instant fix. It's got to be instant. It's good. There is no gain without some pain and just about anything, and we're very aware of that in life. And, it will take some time, but, there's only one way to do it. You gotta hang in there. Donald Trump is not a politician, and they're not used to somebody saying, you know, this is the way it is.
I think you've hit on it for sure. Even to the extent, you know, with what's going on in NATO. I mean, he just goes over there and says it. A lot of these things have been said. I mean, previous presidents have said NATO leaders need to pay more for
yeah,
their.
But well, it's on our land they say it, but they never say it to their face.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's just it's a cocktail party deal. It's behind the scenes, and it takes decades to move the needle just a little tiny bit. Decades, because it's a little spoon food. And that's where you're right about Donald Trump. He's saying, look, let's get things done. This is the way it should be. And of course, they all need to fear him because he's going to say it out loud, which is fantastic. It should have that level of transparency. They love doing this stuff behind closed doors. New sheriff in town.
There's no getting used to the fact that somebody is speaking their mind in open public, and this guy closed doors and telling the truth, and they're having a hell of a time dealing with it. There's not any question about that.
They sure are, Jim. Thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine waking up today and you don't have a house, you don't have a home. A lot of folks in Watford City in that position. Yesterday, I think we told you 160, I think was the number, and I've since heard about 200 now that are homeless. And the cleanup continues. The governor, Doug Burgum, the lieutenant governor, Brent Sanford, they're a good chunk of yesterday interacting with folks, trying to just get everybody where they need to be and in places and everything else. And then the awful news that you just looking at the devastation that happened there, knew to be a real possibility, but still just so sad to hear about a one-week-old baby. Yeah, darn it. Anyway, awful situation. Absolutely awful. So our prayers remain with our neighbors in Watford City, North Dakota, and we had some calls yesterday from there with some great first-hand reports. Anybody else want to call in today is certainly welcome. You know, maybe it's time to think about what they need, how they can be helped. I know initially it was just get everybody accounted for and in some safe place and get it safe again, at least to conduct a cleanup. But at some point, obviously, they'll start talking about things and different ways we can help. So our thoughts and prayers with them. And if anyone is up there and we can help in any way, please don't hesitate to call us at 800-228-0550 and let us know. And thoughts and prayers to the family of the one-week old baby. And I know there's a number of other people in various stages of severity with injuries and whatnot. Three were life-flighted down to Bismarck and others as well in critical condition. So we're keeping our thoughts and prayers on them too today, for sure. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. One of the fun things about Wednesday is getting to tell you about a great deal. And this one is a Boss truck, so I love that, okay? Another one-owner local trade, that's what they do at Pucklich. A whole lot's full of that. My goodness. This one is a 06 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab SLT. It's got that famous 5.7 Hemi engine in it. Dodge is, of course, known for that. There's just 78,000 miles. A rig like this, that's like a couple of turns of the tires, you know. Sharp-looking light tan color to it, very easy to keep clean. It's on the line right now, $13,495. That's a lot of truck for $13,495, but wait, it gets better. Today only, if you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take more than $1,000 off $12,418. And they still have a few Yeti coolers left. And with any purchase of a new or used vehicle this month at Pucklich, you get a free Yeti cooler. What says summer more than a Yeti cooler, right? Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom in Valley City. See it for yourself, 721 West Main, Valley City. Don't forget their Bismarck store as well, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich.com, Bismarck store, PucklichValleyCity.com for the Valley City store to see that great deal. Tell them Scott sent you. Jeff in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way, to give us a ring today on the program about anything that's on your mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I just want to make a quick comment about something Ellen Radner said earlier today when she mentioned that we're a rich country and we should be paying more than everybody else. Well, anybody with half a brain knows that our national debt is out of control and we're not a rich country.
Yeah, I think we're blessed, but you're right. We've got a problem of a lot of politicians ignoring the fiscal situation, and the debt to the size of our economy is certainly was an issue during the Obama years. The economy, I believe, will grow with President Trump, and as it grows, you reduce that debt. But you're right. You're absolutely right. He's talking about Ellen Radner, who is a Fox News correspondent, and Ellen made the comment that we were talking about NATO countries paying their fair share. And she said, you know, we're bigger, we should pay more. And I said, well, they're paying a percentage of their GDP, right? So it isn't like you're saying, okay, we're in for $100 billion, so Germany, you got to be in for $100 billion. We're saying percentage of our, and this is just typical of liberals. You know, I mean, it's like, right. Oh, yeah, I mean, they think rich people should pay more in taxes, too, and somehow that would help the economy, right? When instead, a dollar to the treasury of the government does a heck of a lot less than a dollar can come from some person that's going to invest it, hire somebody, do something with that dollar, and then the ripple effect is everywhere. But that's how liberals think, Jeff.
Right. I just think it's indicative of how their mindset is. It's, you know, oh, we're rich, we can pay more, but that's not the case. You know, there's a small percentage of rich people in this country, I'll give you that, but they're not the ones paying the NATO fees. The taxpayers have paid it.
You bet. Jeff, I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. That's what I love about Donald Trump, and it's a little Reagan-esque. Ronald Reagan, you know, defied the State Department and all the experts and all those people and said, you know what, tear down that wall. Donald Trump's doing that on steroids is what he's doing. Fine by me. Jim and Cavalier, what's on your mind, Jim?
I had talked to a bunch of the senators this week about, you know, everybody's so worried about the farm bill and the trade deals that's going on. So I asked them, so you know that the loan rates are back, 30-year-old loan rates, and they could help the farmers a lot by raising them the loan rates. So the grain buyers are driving these prices down, and they're doing that on their own. And why not raise the loan rates to corn like $4 or $5 and wheat at $7, $8 and soybeans at $8 or $9 or $10 so a farmer can take a loan on his grain this fall, pay his bills?
You're saying, an additional tool to wait out the trade negotiations is what you're saying.
Well, exactly. You know, every county office has their set loan rates. Like Kitson County on corn is $1.65. Well, you can't pay for anything. So I don't know why they give money away left and right. Why can't they raise those loan rates? That's what gets me. And most of my call, like Colin Peterson cut his ad on TV for re-election. He was a farmer, 50 years ago? And then he was a CPA. So far from the farming community, they're all there seem to be worried about is the food stamps, which shouldn't even be in the farm program. No, they need to get the loan rates up.
And by the way, the Farm Bill Conference Committee will be as much about what you just said, you know, food stamps. And, you know, there's a debate right now because the House said, you know, up to 59 years of age, if you're going to receive food stamps, you need to work if you can. I mean, there's a work requirement in there. There's all kinds of exemptions if you're unable to work, right? And the Democrats are having a fit over that, believe it or not. Folks, please listen to me. If you're not politically inclined and you don't really understand the difference between Republican and Democrat, this says it all. The Democrats think it is cruel to require someone to work up to 59 years of age. They want it lowered to 49. They want it lowered to 49. And again, we're giving them taxpayer-funded help, which if people need it, they ought to get it. But the idea that they don't work and still get it when they're able-bodied, when they can do it, does that make any sense to you, Jim?
No, it doesn't. I'm 67 and I'm working full time.
A whole lot of folks are, you know, north of 59 that are working like a dog right now. You're right. Jim, thanks for the call.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A NATO summit underway now in Brussels. President Trump in attendance and again accusing NATO allies of not paying their fair share for the cost of defense through that alliance.
The United States is paying far too much.
Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg opening the summit by urging member nations to agree to disagree while staying united.
It is important that this summit demonstrates that despite disagreements, despite frank and open discussions, we will be able to deliver and to make decisions.
President Trump scheduled to meet today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and with French President Emmanuel Macron, two leaders of NATO nations he's had some friction with in recent months. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. You want a better night's sleep? It's so important to your health, folks. It's the most important thing to your health. And trust me on this one thing. I forever had kinks in my neck, didn't sleep well, woke up several times switching the pillow out because it was too darn hot. All those little nuisances just went away with the MyPillow. It just is that good. So I'd encourage you to browse a little bit. By the way, these Giza sheets now are incredible, too. That's something new. I found that product, and there are many products. MyPillow bed and mattress topper and body pillow and travel pillow. There's the Thermo Shield pillow top mattress cover. There's a great MyPillow for pets. Our pets absolutely love that. Herbie and Hutsy, they're big fans, and are visiting Normie as well. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. You get up to 50% off on everything. Right now, the hot deal is the lowest price ever for the standard pillow. But there's a lot of great deals. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. All right, Matt Schlappo will join us momentarily on What's On Your Mind. Talk a little bit about the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court of the United States and the left's reaction to it. I'm not sure there was anyone that Donald Trump could nominate that they wouldn't think is evil. So take all the opposition with a grain of salt. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, what's on your mind? They're in Sturgis today.
Well, I had to put my liberal Democratic partisan politics aside and worry about the people in Rockford City. We had a disastrous flood down here in 1992 and June 9th in Rapid City and the other communities near Rapid City. And, it still affects us today, you know, the flood. And although we didn't go through a tornado, we went through high water that overflowed our creek that come out of the eastern leeway of the Black Hills in western South Dakota here, you know, and I'm sure the people in Rockford with their disastrous tornado know what I'm talking about and are, you know, and I'm very concerned, and I've been praying for the people in Rockford City.
Thank you.
Honestly, I have.
You're a good neighbor.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a Latter-day Saint Christian.
Well, I appreciate your call today. I appreciate the thoughts for those folks, and those prayers, obviously, welcome. It's just, you know, the what-ifs of every storm.
they come around, you wonder, you know, what could happen. It's just pretty amazing. Where did I hear a story the other day about, somebody told me a story about a family that was in a home, and the pressure was so incredible. The tornado was bearing down on a farmstead, and they literally couldn't get the door open to the basement. There was so much pressure. And ultimately had to get a gun out of the closet, shoot a hole to release the pressure to get down there, but literally got downstairs within nanoseconds of the entire home lifting off, gone. And the fact that they survived, they had a baby too, was incredible. So I can't imagine being in a storm like that, number one, but number two, with a baby. And that's the toughest part of what we heard so far out of Watford City, in addition to just 200 people being displaced. It's very sad. So I'm with you, Gary. I thank you for the thoughts and prayers for the good folks of Watford City. Watford City is a special place to me. I have a lot of dear friends there, great leaders, great community. I think that community embodies everything that has happened in energy country, you know, and when you look at the Bakken boom and how a town could be impacted and make, you know, lemonade from lemons, they have again and again and again. Gene Veeder, obviously, one of those great, great leaders. Brent Sanford, another one of those great, great leaders. And just there's many of them that, you know, McKenzie County Commission over the years has been phenomenal. They really have. Watford City, you know, City Council, as well as, you know, the leadership in the city and the county. They've done a great job. They really have. And so this is a tough deal, and we'll be there for them as they're needed. So if you're up there and aware of any needs, please let us know. Working on getting a couple updates today, but I know it's just a really busy time, so we'll see if we can get somebody to check in with us. Shane in South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to comment about Maxine Waters when she was in her little Marxist crowd in California mentioning that God's on their side, and Schumer's on the floor of the Senate mentioning how women's rights were going to be affected by the Supreme Court justice and interfering with them and their God. It's kind of funny how these liberals have done everything they can to take God out of the public square. They've all of a sudden found God. So I was wondering if it's a good time for all these religious leaders to go knocking on their doors and say, hey, better late than never. Will you help us bring God and the Ten Commandments back in the public square and maybe bring prayer back into the school since you found God? What do you suppose they'd say to that?
Yeah, no kidding. It's so sad to see what they do. First of all, I don't think Republicans, conservatives, Democrats, liberals, ought to inject their, political beliefs with a religious belief to somehow say I know what I believe. I'm not capable of saying God's not happy with you. God doesn't like what you're doing there. God's on my side. He's not on your side. Who is? We that's well beyond the capacity of the human brain. And to inject it in a political sense is really awful. I mean, again, whatever you believe, and largely a lot of my political beliefs are driven by my religious beliefs, but I'm not going to go down and speak for him. I don't know. I can interpret the Bible, the timeless, ageless, good book best I can, but that's still going to be my interpretation, my opinion of what it says. But I'd love for your questions to be asked of Chuck Schumer and Maxine Waters, Shane. That would be rich, to say the least, you know?
Yep. Somehow they would disavow God real quick behind their doors in their office. But
they
have no problems going into public and using God to stir up trouble. That's what's sick about it.
It is. I mean, this opposition in general is really, it says so much. And I got to think it doesn't help. You know, I understand there's a large, loud, angry left, okay? And that's Maxine Waters represents it beautifully, right? That's the thing. I just don't think that's a large number of people. I think they're loud, and there's plenty of liberals. But, as far as average, everyday voters in every state, I think they see that stuff and get turned off by it. I hope they do.
Oh, definitely. And, yeah, it's not large. They just have access to media, academia, and they can get their voice out more than conservatives can. But with the internet and your radio stations.
What's amazing to me is that Heidi Heitkamp is one of them, right? I mean, from an ideological standpoint, from a belief set standpoint, that's her. okay? She's right there with Chuck Schumer and Maxine Waters and everything else. She just packages everything in a way that you know, while that drives her politically, I mean, she's a former EPA lawyer with, you know, and then look at her radical views on abortion. She's not just, you know, pro-choice. She's radical. She's for, you know, late-term abortions. That, I mean, pro-choice people are not for late-term abortions. She is all in with the evil Planned Parenthood. That's her M.O. But she packages that in a North Dakota kind of way. And, of course, the media laps it up. You know, vast majority, that's, you know, she's not going to go talk to anybody like us, the listeners of this program, that might ask a tough question. Although she was running from reporters, evidently, yesterday in the Capitol. The Hill newspaper had a thing where there was reporters, I guess, hanging out where they usually hang out, and she bolted and literally jogged to some other exit so she could avoid all of them. So she literally is running from reporters these days, even in Washington, D.C. What did the actual story say? It said Heitkamp bolted from the Capitol out of the first floor exit instead of taking the Senate subway where most reporters camp out. That was reported last night in the Hill. So I don't know. I guess that's called I don't want to tell them anything that might hurt me back home. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to hide. You know, pretty bad.
Well,
pretty bad. What's going on?
Talking points and bumper stickers. That's how the liberals communicate with people.
Sadly. Thank you, Shane. I appreciate it. If you disagree with anything Shane or I just said, please pick up the phone and tell us. Happy to hear another viewpoint on that. 800-228-0550. I just got a note from Matt Schlapp's assistant saying he's having a tough time on a train. His service is spotty and barely has a signal. Very sorry for the inconvenience. That's okay. We'll do that. I disagree with you, says a texter. Okay, I asked for it. God says no killing. It is not what God wants. It is okay to say abortion is not correct. It's up to the woman to decide. He lets us make our own decisions, right or wrong. I've said repeatedly that I think abortion is wrong, morally wrong. It's killing. It's the taking of a life. I do believe also it's not what God wants. Of course not. You know, I mean, that is a creation of the good Lord. Life begins at conception. What I'm saying is, if I take that belief and then say to you, I'm right, you're wrong, God's on my side, not your side, that's dangerous territory. That's all I'm saying. You can say what you just said. Here's what I believe to be true. Here's what my belief said. In other words, if they're doing it and we're saying it's wrong, then we do it because we believe we are on the right side of an issue. Questions for Congressman Kramer coming in already. Thank you for that. Texter says, the story I was talking was about Josh Cotton, my buddy Josh Cotton. He lost everything in that tornado that happened over by Stanton. I heard he lost everything, and maybe we can connect up with him and see how he's doing. Whoever told me the story, and I don't remember who told me the story, it was in Antler last night, I'm pretty sure. Might have been in Rugby the day before, I don't know. But anyway, the person who was telling it said he lost everything, and went through a horrific deal. But because he went through a horrific deal, and his wife, and I think his two kids, I think it was two, made it out, he didn't care about anything he lost, didn't care about anything. It was, you know, literally the house picked up and gone. You know, the whole farmstead destroyed. Man alive. Pretty amazing. And obviously they're going to, he's a rancher too, so. Well, if we can help in any way, you let us know. Same with the folks in Watford City. Tough deal. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them.
Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's riding shotgun here, enjoying our conversation today. As always, Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here next hour. I found a story in the Bismarck Tribune. Laura Donovan did a nice job with it, talking about the Josh Cotton family and the storm there. I forgot the part about the little baby had was in a crib and literally covered in insulation. When the mom, 11 months old, covered in insulation and sheetrock when the mom, Kayla, had pulled him from his crib. Now, this is, this is back pre-4th of July. This is the Stanton one we started talking about because of just how quick these things can come up and what can happen from them and the tragedy of what's happening in Watford City as well. So Pretty amazing. Hey, before I get back to the calls, I want to tell you a little bit about basic life support for healthcare and professional rescuers. The Safety Training Spotlight, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance. And NDSC is the region's leader in first aid training. They're offering now this basic life support for healthcare and professional rescuers. So today's responders encounter all kinds of challenges, right? Natural, man-made disasters, infectious diseases, and all of the situations can require, do require increased training to help you effectively and safely handle these emergencies. So this is a 4-hour basic life support course, again, specifically for healthcare and professional rescuers, providing real-world perspectives and focus on immediate life-threatening situations, demonstrating how to respond quickly and effectively. NDSC actually utilizes the National Safety Council curriculum, which meets the guidelines for CDC, OSHA, and NFPA. Next course, July 24th, Bismarck. Registration deadline coming up here on July 19th. So there's more dates and statewide locations. You can find it at ndsc.org. Click the training icon. July 24th, Bismarck is the next course. July 19th is the registration deadline. Find out more at ndsc.org. Kent in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Kent, go ahead.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So I feel kind of anxious a little bit because I kind of caught in at the end of your what you had said, but you made a comment about the scripture is, you know, interpreted different ways. And I've heard that before, and so I don't mean to step on your toes or make a mistake in saying that you did something wrong or anything like that. All I want to do is comment in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. It says, knowing this first, that the prophecy of the scripture is of no private interpretation. There is only one interpretation, and sometimes we get it wrong. You know, sometimes we're wrong.
Just so you know, I agree with you 100%. And what I was saying, which, you know, I'll repeat what I was trying to get across again because I'm getting some text, too, of folks saying Maxine Waters was saying God's on our side, all right, a Democrat. Chuck Schumer was saying, you know, we're the ones on God's side here protecting a woman's right to choose, okay? That, to me, is taking, you know, whatever they want to point to in the Bible and saying is for political reasons. All I'm saying is I don't think we should do that, and I don't think they should do that. I think you should stand up for what you believe. I think you should do just what you did today by saying, look, there's no interpretation necessary. It is what it is, and here it is. I'm just saying if you did that and in turn said that's why Republicans are right and Democrats are wrong, I think I don't know. I just don't think that. I don't think we should play their game. I don't think we should, you know, go there. I think you stand up for what you believe. You say what you believe. I do it every day. Unafraid to do it on anything. And but I don't think it's wise to do what they're doing and try and twist, you know, the good word into some sort of a political statement. Does that make sense?
And like I said, I came in and right at the end when you said that, I turned on the radio. And so I wasn't at the beginning, but I hate it when people use God as their defense and they don't even believe in God. You know, they just make it up. That's what I don't like. And this is just one example of them using God.
I agree with you.
To further their agenda.
Exactly. And I don't think we should do that. I don't think they should do that. You know, stand up for what you believe. Explain why you believe. And if it's a reference as you just done, all the better. I love it. I appreciate your call, Kemp. Thank you very much. Texter says, shouldn't there be people out there to profess what God says? I think he wants us to do that and not feel bad about it. We are all hypocrites. I guess we could all just not say anything. It's okay, Scott, to tell your views. We need that conscience out there because you might say something at the right time to save a woman and that baby from a horrible abortion. Well, I hope so. And I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I do it every day, so. That's just wrong. Somebody's told us there's a GoFundMe account for Josh Cotton. I see there is one as well for the family of the baby in Watford City as well. So I'm glad to hear it. And by the way, they had a $25,000 goal and they're already at $23,405 for Josh Cotton and the family. That's the family by Stan that I was talking about earlier. So great to hear that for sure. You can't make chicken salad out of chicken poo. It will take Mr. Trump a while to fix the agreements of our past inept presidents. It will take a while. It's a good point. Now this says national debt has grown by leaps and bounds under the Trump regime. It grew by leaps and bounds under the Obama regime. He's trying to reverse the national debt. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.